Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Running to Our Shelter, was written by Dave Brannan. The sixth grade basketball game was well underway. Parents and grandparents were cheering on their players, while younger brothers and sisters of the boys on the teams entertained themselves out in the school hallway. Suddenly, sirens blared and lights flashed in the gym. A fire alarm had been tripped. Soon, the siblings came streaming back into the gym in panic, looking for their parents. There was no fire. The alarm had accidentally been activated. But as I watched, I was struck by the way the children, sensing a crisis, unashamedly ran to embrace their parents. What a picture of confidence in those who could provide a sense of safety and reassurance in a time of fear. 2 Samuel chapter 2 presents a time when David experienced great fear. Saul and numerous other enemies pursued him. After God delivered David to safety, the grateful man sang an eloquent song of praise about his help. He called God my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. When the cords of the grave and the snares of death hounded him, David called out to God, and his cry came to God's ears. In the end, David proclaimed, "He rescued me." In times of fear and uncertainty, we can run to the rock. As we call on God's name, He alone provides the refuge and shelter we need. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 1 through 7. David sang to the Lord the words of this song when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge, and my Savior. From violent people you save me. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and have been saved from my enemies. The waves of death swirled about me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I called out to my God. From His temple, He heard my voice. My cry came to His ears." Let's pray. Dear God, when we're afraid, help us to remember that we can turn to You for comfort and security and depend on You to meet our needs. Thank You, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.